You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So some ticket texts, and then I have a question for the fan and all of us. Is it possible to trade Drummond and number 15 to Memphis for Chandler Parsons and number 2? No, absolutely not. No amount of crack cocaine would force Memphis to make that move. David never plays alone. He always has Jesus on his side. That's actually quite accurate. David shaking his head in disgust. Mike, I'll screen your calls today. All I've got to do is let everyone who calls in get on the show, right? Sign David. Oh, no. David taking a beating in these ticket texts. David, are you okay? Uh-oh. He doesn't want to respond.
All right. Just move on.
With L.A. at 4, do you talk to him about sending Blake there for... Okay, no. You're never getting a top 5 pick. The more teams on Conley, the better, the less likely he ends up here. I feel you. I know what you're doing. Pistons lose 8 more games. They had the same shot as the Pelicans to get Zion. Exactamundo. You can check the tape. I did an entire show on this. I'd rather have a... Remember all the brilliance on TV and in print and on radio? Oh, they can't catch the top 4. You had people who purport to be basketball experts who didn't even understand the rules of the lottery. The new rules, you don't have to be in the top 4. You just got to be bad. I said I'd rather have a 6% of Zion than a first-round sweep. Look what won the lottery. A 6% shot.
No, and people were saying that, too. You're going to tank just for a 6% chance?
Yeah.
People were saying that same thing.
Yep. And then the weird part is you told me, and Bogey told me, he had people taking victory laps on social media. And it's like they don't even understand what they're talking about.
Yeah, that was, to be honest with you, it wasn't even just locally. I put it, there was a New York Post article
national.
I was reading, too.
National.
Yeah.
National. Yeah, the process is dead. Who the hell's trying to go 10-72? Not me. I'm just saying you got to be bad to get good. Whatever, let's move on. Here's my point. What the lottery did last night was give us a lot of discussion, right? Nationally today, everyone's talking about the lottery. And I'll give you my thoughts on the NBA lottery at 3:30. But it got us thinking. And of course, a very intelligent national media figure put this out there too. Wouldn't it be a ton of fun if a really popular sport, not named the NBA, whose draft gets as much, if not more, coverage than the NBA, whose draft matters as much or more than the NBA. Wouldn't it be a ton of fun if that sport converted to a draft lottery for its top, 10 picks, 8 picks? Hell, you could do just the top 5 if you like. Why doesn't the NFL have a draft lottery? I mean, think about it. Last night, we watched something that is really nothing more than a math exercise. That's what we watched, guys. We watched somebody from Ernst & Young with a briefcase and about a million ping pong ball combinations execute a math equation. And we watched Mark Tatum tell us the results of a math equation. That's what we watched. Like, we didn't even watch the players get picked. You had viewing parties around the country. Pandemonium. Fans going viral. Columnists opining within seconds. Live broadcasts and podcasts for a math equation. Could you imagine if the NFL did it? The year a Cam Newton's coming out, or a Saquon Barkley's coming out, or an Andrew Luck is coming out. It would be bananas. It would trump, I don't want to say dwarf, but it would trump the already existing madness that is the NBA draft lottery. Would you like to see it happen? Because I got to tell you something, I would. Especially where the NBA had adjusted the rules to where, yeah, being bad still gives you a great shot. But being kind of bad, now you're in the game. Now, if I'm an NFL team and I'm 7-7 and I know my team has really no shot, let me just go ahead and go 7-9 and have the 8th worst record versus, oh, yeah, let's try to make the playoffs as the Buffalo Bills travel to Jacksonville and have 10 total yards in a wild card game against Smash. Can you imagine? I want to throw this to the people. I want to talk to you guys about it too. 248-539-9797. For me, and Mike Florio put this out there as well, PFT, I think it'd be unbelievable for the NFL to take a cue from the NBA and have a draft lottery. Could you imagine the coverage? 248-539-9797. I'm all in for it. Tell me why it's a bad idea, or tell me if you like it. Sol?
I'll say no, because somehow the Lions will find a way to get screwed and have the highest odds and then be 10th or whatever.
All right, there it is. No. Topic's over.
No, here's why I think it'd be very interesting, and there's no doubt that it'd create a lot of buzz. The one thing I just hate about it, though, is I know it would turn into people somehow complaining and saying, now the NFL is fixed, and now there's the fix is in on who's getting the top pick. That's the only downside I can come up with, because everything else would make sense from a competitive balance standpoint and from a
drama.
People love football. People can't get enough of consuming football.
Look at it. We had this event a month before the draft, and all we're going to talk about now is the draft. David, where are you on this? You're the NFL traditionalist.
I would absolutely love it. We already see what the NFL has done with the draft itself.
Mm-hmm.
It is an event. They travel with it now. Could you imagine if you were watching last night and you saw the NBA draft lottery and you saw them showing city after city with their fan bases and stadiums?
Yes.
Could you imagine that for NFL teams? The Detroit Lions, they have a city, or Nashville, or whatever team is in the lottery. It would be so enticing, and
imagine
it would be so great.
Imagine the Lions with a 6% shot mm-hmm. with the number one pick. And we're all sitting here talking about Hockenson and all this stuff. And mm-hmm. then all of a sudden, boom, the Lions have moved up to number two in the draft.
Yep.
Think about what it does for fan interest, fan interaction.
Think about this. Green Bay, they weren't awful this past year, but their quarterback got hurt.
Right.
They would be in that spot. And what if all of a sudden now they're number one overall and they still have Aaron Rodgers? That would be so great to see as an NFL fan. I would love it.
David, it's just me and you talking. Have I overestimated how interesting this is?
I don't think you have. I love it.
I feel like an idiot because I'm so excited, like a little kid. People, are you out there?
I think it's because a lot of people think this would be crazy. This is my opinion.
But why? I'm giving reasons.
I think a lot of people would not want the NFL to go that route because they've never done it. And
who cares?
They just think that it would be crazy.
Yeah, but hold on. Why is it crazy when another sport does it? When the NHL does it? When the NBA does it? Why would it be insane for football? Why is it wrong to want a system to evolve? What would the problem be?
I don't think there would be a problem. I think that the only issue you'd run into is people just complaining about it being fixed like they do with the NBA. But, yeah,
clearly the NBA is not fixed. They had no designs on Zion going to New Orleans and Ja Morant to Memphis. That's got to stop. I've already seen that narrative. Oh, they want to save New Orleans. No, if they want to save New Orleans, AD gets traded, they move them to Seattle.
No, I'd love to hear if people think this is crazy or not.
248-539-9797. We'll get your ticket text 97136.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.